Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Now, the uplift we achieved from the $550,000, as alluded to earlier, initial appraisal price, which may have been top dollar, we don't know that, but to the realised value and result at auction of $845,000 under the hammer is $295,000 equity gain for the vendor.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shump, and in this episode, we're speaking with Mark Heritage on an incredibly successful value add-on project he completed. Heritage shares with us some background information on the project, how he achieved an almost $300,000 equity gain on the property, and the renovation challenges he overcame. Heritage and his company specializes in adding value onto properties through renovation and development and satisfying their clients with large sums of equity gain.
My name is Mark Heritage. I'm the director and general manager of Over and Above. We are property partners and we work with vendors and homeowners to help realize the full potential of their asset from simple evaluation to renovation to an end project of full-scale development.
Heritage had been tasked with this particular development after receiving a call from a previous venture partner asking for his help.
Once we get to the end of it, you'll realise how important it was to the vendor. And it's, you know, we were working on a project actually in South Australia earlier this year, and I had a phone call from a previous partner, and the question was, are you based in Melbourne at the moment? And I said, no, I'm actually in South Australia. And they said, as soon as you can get back to Melbourne, can you contact this guy? He needs some support quickly. I said, okay. So effectively, I wasn't too far off jumping in a plane and heading back to Melbourne and straight on the phone to see what the situation was. So it was basically the network that provided this opportunity to us in the first instance. So, you know, working with people, having the experience that you have, people knowing what you do and where you specialise to then be able to reach out for some support and help.
While the property was in a good location, it was certainly not attractive and needed to be cleaned up.
This was an interesting one. It was a gentleman that needed to sell his asset for personal reasons. And unfortunately, the property was in a fantastic location of Glen Waverley, but the property wasn't in a condition where it would realise its full potential. And he had agents involved in the process to evaluate that because he did have to sell and there was pressure. And unfortunately, the feedback consistently across the agents was, you know, you need to do some work to improve the property, to clean it up, to give us the best chance to get something for it. And, you know, what that something looks like, who knows? But based in the condition it was in, it was going to be, you know, not an attractive offer to realise its full potential. So it was a matter of, at that time, seeing what other opportunities were out there and who could step in and assist. And fortunately, within the network, someone had made the contact with us to engage the Over and Above team to evaluate the situation of the vendor to see where it was that we could actually provide that real niche solution and stop that short-term pain. And fortunately enough, we were able to step in and really evaluate the situation quite quickly to put some pre-planning in place before we even negotiated anything further to realise what could be achieved.
Due to the vendor's personal circumstances, there was a tight time limit for Heritage to develop on the property as well.
Unfortunately for the vendor, you know, his wife had passed away late in 2017 and some circumstances had changed, and he was equity strong and and didn't have a lot of cash availability. So there was, you know, debts to pay in terms of funeral parlours, and there was also personal situations where debt had started to, you know, start to, I suppose, compile a little bit to the point where, you know, we need to sell. We need to offload this asset and get ourselves out of this short-term situation to benefit longer term. But unfortunately, that came with its complications.
Before starting on the development, Heritage made sure to build a good relationship with the Body Corp and make his plans according to their guidelines.
So this unit was one of the front unit of about 12 in a complex. So that was probably not in our favour for a start, because we knew we'd be dealing with Body Corp, etc. Because if we did need to get in its current condition and improve it both internally and externally, it was going to come with, you know, potential objections. And, you know, we put a plan in place knowing that there was absolutely full potential internally and externally that could be achieved with that property, and tried to work within the guidelines of what Body Corp outlined. And, you know, we built a really good relationship with the Body Corp, and they supported us through the project and gave us some really, really strong guidelines to follow. And we worked within that, and we provided all the content and information we needed to them, and they came back with some solutions for us that we hadn't thought of. So it's, from that perspective, building that relationship early was very important and pivotal into what we could achieve, particularly externally for the property. But internally, we had we engaged early on, you know, the first day, a structural engineer to come out on site and determine what could and couldn't be achieved with the property. And that really laid the strong and solid foundation for us to be able to realise the full potential from this asset.
In order to improve the property, Heritage planned to dramatically change its layout.
Effectively, there was a lot of internal walls, very pokey, small two-bedroom, one-bathroom unit that was in a condition that was quite poor, and the living conditions internally weren't great. So it just exacerbated by smell and appearance. So we, you know, based on our experience, we were able to look through that and see the possibilities of the feedback the structural engineer had provided us, to then engage our builder to work through how quickly that could be achieved. And then knowing that there were several items that would take time to plan and prepare and order, get onto those items so promptly, such as, you know, bathrooms, tilers, and in terms of kitchen design and layout as well.
Having said that, the property did have some appealing qualities as well.
This was one unit. This was the front unit owned and separately titled by the vendor. So they were all individually titled, and we were just dealing with the front, which had greater appeal and street frontage in comparison to the other units. So that was a massive positive. So we had off-street parking, had good frontage area. We had a nice little area at the back that some of the units, you know, didn't have. It was a single level, so it was appealing more to a downsizer. So we knew that it had a lot more qualities than some of the other units that were double story in the actual complex.
Before officially starting on the project, Heritage made sure to clear up all the details of his development plan with the vendor.
Well, the immediate solution was clearing some short-term debt for the vendor to make it viable for us to be involved. So we evaluated our process as quite stringent, and we need to understand before we get involved or we pass any money to be involved in a project that we're clear with what activity there is on the title of the property. So we'd done our due diligence and asked a few questions in relation to that, and we're quite clear with where we would stand if we did proceed. So that was, you know, reassuring for us from the start. And it was also reassuring from the point of view that if we needed to get investor funds in to actually fund the renovation works, we could actually achieve that also.
Heritage values the transparency he's able to achieve with his valuation process, despite how long it usually takes.
From initial contact and meeting and basically evaluating the property and the situation and coming to a heads of agreement and preparing the legal contracts, it was probably a two-week process. So once that was all formalised, and it was really the legal process that held things up, not the negotiation or content of what was going to be done, you know, we got along you know, famously with the vendor, because we were quite transparent up front as to how we worked, and we got a clear indication from him how he seen things, or how he saw things, and what possibilities he would like to see as well. So it was a real buy-in from both parties to the initial agreement to formalise it so quickly, to then be able to be in a position to act quickly.
The vendor was quick to trust Heritage, having known about his successful track record as a property developer.
The owner had had a look at a couple of projects that we'd completed previously, and he was surprised with how quickly and how much quality was in our actual projects from design to finish. And that gave him the assurance that he was in good hands, knowing that, you know, he'd been referred to us by another party. So it was, you know, he knew that he would be in trustworthy hands. We'd hold his hand all the way through the process. And we built that solid relationship up front in the first two conversations that we'd really had. So it was important from his perspective that he was in good hands, because it was his asset and he was effectively handing it over to us to realise its full potential.
He made sure to have the partnership agreement and other legal documents crystal clear for all parties involved.
It was purely a partnership agreement. There was no contract of sale involved. There was no option agreement, because in Victoria we have stamp duty implications with option agreements. So it can be quite tricky. But to achieve the same outcome, we just had a separate contract that was put together by our solicitor, and that was forwarded through to the vendor's solicitor. And through some simple negotiations, you know, we were able to compile a document that was legally binding and protected all parties involved, including the investor. So it was really a really straightforward process, because we had a really solid heads of agreement that we'd sat down and we'd made crystal clear for the vendor and for ourselves as to what we're all getting into and what our roles and responsibilities within that looked like.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into how that value-added strategy worked for Mark Heritage.
The perceived value that we'd created in such a short period of time by just removing walls and, you know, removing the floor covering.
How he managed to gain a net equity value of $295,000 for the vendor.
I'm really proud that we achieved that $60,000 budget, and you know, the uplift we achieved from the $550,000, as alluded to earlier, initial appraisal price, you know, which may have been top dollar.
What were some of the challenges he had to overcome in the short time frame?
I suppose internally, you know, once we started to pull internal walls out, you know, we had ceilings starting to move.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Invest Story. Are you looking at buying or investing in property? Unsure of where and what to buy? Many investors in the community have raised these questions frequently. That's why I've created a property sourcing service to help investors like yourself find investment opportunities at wholesale prices to add to your new or existing portfolio. I'm currently accepting expressions of interest. To apply, visit propertyinveststory.com.au. Now back to the show. The vendor simply had to hand over the keys to his property, and Heritage and his team took care of the rest.
For the vendor, the responsibilities were quite simple. It was a matter of trusting in us to hand the keys over and give us full access to design, to manage the project, and also to achieve the best outcome in that situation. Besides, of course, the benefit for him was that we would provide some funding to relocate his son from the property into something that was more suitable for him, and to allow the vendor to sell the property as well.
Yeah.
So for us to have access.
Okay. And did the vendor stay in the property himself as well?
No, the vendor has another property that he lives in. This was just purely a property that he'd inherited and had his son living in, and it was time that he needed to sell.
Oh, okay. I understand. Okay. So yeah, this becomes basically an investment property for him to be able to do something or add value to it to make, yeah, to
for correct, his benefit. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
So now that you've signed after 2 weeks of negotiation and signed all these contracts, what happened next?
So what happened next is as soon as the contract was binding and we'd had signatures from both parties and that had been distributed to everybody involved. It was a matter then of arriving on site, handing the keys over from day one, us developing a scope of works and plan, which we'd preliminary started drafting up anyway, even partway through the negotiation process. We had that drafted just in case or for when it was ready to go. So we were sort of a week ahead. We'd already intended to meet the structural engineer the day of signing of the contracts. So we met out on site. It was quite simple within half an hour what could be achieved. That was a massive boost along in terms of confidence and process and time for us, because some internal walls could be pulled down. Everything was on trusses. So, you know, effectively we could have pulled every internal wall out. It wasn't the way we went about it. Also pivotal to this at this point was the engagement of the agent on day one as well, who ultimately sold the property. He met us on site, took some ideas away, fed some ideas back, so had real buy-in to the process as to where value could be extracted based on the target market for the area.
Despite agents estimating a low selling price for the property, Heritage's development strategy added much more value to the house more than expected.
So initially the agent came in and, you know, sort of appraised the property at around 550, and that was consistent across a few agents. Because the agents hadn't worked directly with us before, they sort of said, you know, you do a good job of renovation, you're going to be able to achieve, you know, a list price probably around $700,000 to $770,000 as a result. And we thought, well, okay, if we step in and we spend X amount of money in that, that's going to give, you know, the vendor a great outcome, but also benefit for us. But as the project sort of really kicked into gear within the first sort of 2 to 3 weeks, the agent came back to provide some feedback on, you know, his thoughts on colour scheme and some final layout design issues, and was absolutely blown away by the project and how open the property had become and, you know, the perceived value that we'd created in such a short period of time by just removing walls and, you know, removing the floor coverings and the, you know, the obvious areas that were of concern prior, to then say, look, you know, we could be nudging, you know, 740 to maybe even, you know, 790 if we can finish it off to the level that I can start to see. So we started to get a bit more excited, as did the vendor. And, you know, that really gave us the confidence to push hard in those final 2 to 3 weeks to get the best possible outcome we possibly could, knowing that that's what we would achieve anyway. But it was just an extra driving factor behind us to know that that is the potential. So it was it wasn't until really that he came back through upon completion to say, look, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we got $800,000 for it. And he said that might max us out. But, you know, he said the feedback I've had through the opens is, you know, in that mid seven to maybe $800,000 range. And, you know, ultimately we surpassed all expectation.
Yeah, well, that's phenomenal. So this is a unit, a two-bedroom unit initially, right?
Bathroom. Yeah, two-bedroom, yep.
And also you said outdoor, or there wasn't actual car spot, was there? Or was there undercover?
No, there was undercover parking, and there was a nice area outside with no decking or entertainment at all. So we were basically able to come back in, look at the area, convert the laundry and toilet into another bathroom and create an ensuite from the existing bathroom. And, you know, ultimately we had a two bedroom, two bathroom plus a study nook, you know, everything brand new throughout, and created an amazing entertaining area with new fencing, boundary and side fencing, which provided really, really good screening and security from the other units. And had a massive 25 square meter deck installed, and just gave it that finish. And once the property was fully styled out, it was just a total brand new transformation within 5 weeks, mind you.
In the end, Heritage managed to gain a net equity value of $295,000 for the vendor.
From our perspective, initially, we thought that we could spend anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000 on the project, just depending on, you know, where it led. you know. So we were hoping at the bottom end of the range. Ultimately, our budget was set at 60,000, and we're confident to say that, and really proud that we achieved that 60,000 budget. And you know, the uplift we achieved from the 550,000, as alluded to earlier, initial appraisal price, you know, which may have been top dollar. We don't know that, but to the realised value and result at auction of $845,000 under the hammer is $295,000 equity gain for the vendor. You know, you take your costs off associated with that, there's a $235,000 net gain. You know, so it's, you know, obviously there was some fees and stuff we'd negotiated in that as under our partnership agreement as to where we would benefit from that, but you know, that was secondary to the actual solution that we provided in that situation.
After the project's incredible success, Heritage and the vendor have managed to keep in contact for potential developments in the future.
Sold at auction on the day. That was early June, and we had settlement occur on Friday the 20th of July. So all cleared funds to all parties, and everybody's happy days. So the vendor's been in contact and said, make sure we keep in contact. He has another property as well, and he wants to more so just focus on the relationship that we've built so far and catch up for a coffee and have a chat about life in general, which is fantastic.
That's fantastic. So just overall, looking at this whole situation, I would say it was more of a project management from your side of things, because you probably didn't lift a hammer and get in with the trades, but you organised all that. Is that correct to say?
Yeah, a lot of coordination from our perspective and coordination of trades, and our role was quite pivotal in securing an investor into lend the funds to complete the project and secure their interest on the title of the property and the agreement between us and the vendor, making sure that was watertight. To the point of, coordination of trades, organisation of materials and design and colour scheme, and, you know, involving all the trades and the stylists in to provide input to then be able to digest and say, okay, this is the way forward as a group collectively we decide to go.
However, by no means was the development project easy, as there were many challenges Heritage had to overcome in the short time frame.
Look, you know, I suppose internally, you know, once we started to pull internal walls out, you know, we had ceilings starting to move, and, you know, we had props to prop up ceilings in the short term, because internal walls were effectively holding the plaster in place, nothing more than just the plaster in the ceiling. So it was, you know, those types of minor issues, but then they start to cause, you know, what is that going to set us back in terms of time based on our project timeline? Is that going to impact on that trade coming through, or is it going to impact on the next, you know, quote we get for this? And is that, are we then comfortable on the design and layout of our kitchen, knowing that that potentially, you know, could occur? You know, there's a lot of variables, but I think we just backed our instinct and engaged, you know, the people that needed to have the quality input for us to make the final decision. And, you know, besides that, it was, you know, dealing with Bodycorp as a great experience. And look, not a lot of people can say that, because some Bodycorps to deal with aren't so proactive. I get that. But it was, from our perspective, a really worthwhile experience. And once again, another relationship that we'd built in a positive way to be able to move forward with the project, because we had boundary fences that were falling over and these sorts of things, and they wanted us to replace like for like, but it was so old in design that we couldn't replicate that. So it was a matter of just taking photos as evidence, sending those through, getting consent that, you know, we're replacing with timber paling fence, etc., of this type and this size and design, and once again sending photos through for their compliance, and everything was great.
Great. Well, and last question is, how old was this unit?
The unit was, I believe, I think it was a 60s to 70s unit, red brick construction, tiled roof. So once again, you know, it was quite dated and faded, the roof. So we'd sort of had to speak to Bodycorp about, you know, what can we paint the roof, because we need to tie in as best we can with the other 11 properties in the same complex, yet they looked either brown or grey. So it was a matter of, well, which one do we pick? And they, you know, they were great to work with. They sort of said, look, get as close as you possibly can to the original tile colour. We engaged a tile expert to help us with that process, and we went ahead and sprayed the roof and boarded up fantastically, to the point where other vendors in the same complex said, look, can we do the same as you? And I said, look, you need to contact, this is the contact, and they'll be able to support and assist you.
For any of our listeners interested in hearing more about Heritage's business and development strategies, he shares a few of his contact details.
Best way to contact us is to get onto our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram, or even get onto our website at www.overandabove.com.au.
Thank you to Mark Heritage, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Simply type in the search bar, Mark Heritage, and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.